Here's a company that's grown more than 60% in the last 5 years in a packaged food industry that's only growing 1.5% per year. Patrick Kreitzer is the chief executive officer at Tillamook, which is a dairy in Oregon. Welcome to Bloomberg Markets, Patrick. Thanks for being on with us.
Thanks for having me.
What do you owe a 60% growth in the last 5 years?
Well, we found that both the premium dairy products that we're offering, but also the story behind the company. We're a 109-year-old farmer-owned cooperative, which means we're a fully integrated business all the way from agriculture to putting products on the shelf. And, consumers today are more and more interested in where their food is coming from and interested in a story like ours.
Tell us a little bit about how you have expanded your distribution network and the challenges that you face in moving into different parts of the country.
Sure, yeah. Well, we're a perishable product. So as we've expanded our geographical reach, we've had to deal with the complexities of a perishable supply chain, refrigerated and frozen. Our primary products are cheese and ice cream. And so getting those to market has been, the further away, the more difficult it is. The other thing is just introducing a brand that's been so successful in the West to consumers in new markets, on fairly limited budgets, trying to tell that story in unique ways with there's a lot of noise out there for consumers to sift through these days. And we've had to be very targeted in the way we're marketing.
I got a Harvard Business School type question for you, Patrick. And how do you deal with naysayers? You know, the company's been around for such a long time. You come in there and you want to expand it. And I'm sure you had people that were against that sort of thing. How do you win them over?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, we've got the ownership structure of this business is that there's 90 farming families, many of them multi-generation, owners of this business. And so, as I come in and said, hey, we can grow this business. There certainly was some concern about what that might do to change the business. But, the reality of dairy farming today is that it's tough. And so the growth is really what's going to enable these and the other dairy farmers that we work with to do well into the future.
Tell us about the new creamery that you just opened and the visitor center in Tillamook and what you expect to have happen as a result.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it's really a unique phenomenon. We're located in a fairly remote location on the coast of Oregon. And we have for decades opened our factory to folks to come and visit us, invited them to come visit us. And in 2016, we had 1.3 million people visit us in our factory. And so at that time, we said, hey, we need to create the best experience for them. And so we spent the last 18 months building a new visitor center where we can tell the farming story, ours and more generally about agriculture in a richer and deeper way. And, we're not exactly sure how many people are going to show up. And since we opened it 3 weeks ago, we've had over 10,000 people come and visit us each day. And,
can you describe it for us? I mean, how big is it? What kind of products are available? And what can people do when they visit?
Yeah, so it's, it's architecturally, it's really interesting because it takes the cues, the design cues from dairy barns. As you enter, you can come in and you can look in through the factory windows and watch cheese being made and packaged. You can wave down at our employees on the floor below who are working hard every day to put the product together. We've got timelines to tell the story. We've got experiential opportunities where you can, for example, use the milking equipment on pretend cows so kids can see how that whole thing works, buy an ice cream cone, get a great sandwich. It's a nice experience. You can also buy lots of Tillamook branded product, which people like to do. So
I remember eating Tillamook cheddar cheese when I lived out in California. I haven't seen it since because now I live in New Jersey. Where in the country will we be able to get Tillamook as you expand? And are you coming to the New York area?
Well, in the last several months, we've expanded into about 4,500 stores, mostly in the Southeast, Mid-Atlantic, Midwest, Great Lakes, and Ohio Valley. We've not necessarily broken into the New Jersey and New York areas, but we're hoping that our success in these other regions will get us in there. We partnered with retailers like Kroger, Walmart, Target, Publix, and a bunch of others, and regional retailers to try to make the product accessible to more people outside the Western United States.
Patrick, do the dairy farmers that are part of your co-op, do they make more money for their milk through the co-op than they would if they were outside the co-op?
Yeah, they do. So the way we structure the relationship with them is that we pay them the published federal market order price for milk plus some premiums to get the quality where we need it to be. But then beyond that, when the business is successful, then we make distributions of the profits from the business. So they get a nice premium on the milk when you factor in the distributions that we're making from the success that we've had in the business.
What is your reaction to the president's effort in order to combat what he describes as unfair trade practices related to the dairy industry in Wisconsin and the battle in Canada?
Well, NAFTA is a very important agreement for the U.S. dairy industry. We export about 15% of U.S. dairy production. And so anything that restricts that certainly has a detrimental effect. So we're a little bit nervous about being caught up in these tariff wars. That said, Mexico is the largest export market for U.S. dairy and a very important trading partner for us. And Canada can also be a nice opportunity for us if there is some success in removing the Canadian dairy supports that are in place that make give it a competitive advantage. So, a good, strong, beneficial NAFTA agreement is one that the U.S. dairy industry needs and wants. And, we feel like the U.S. dairy industry generally is very competitive across the globe, and we'd like the opportunity to compete and compete fairly and do that without tariffs and subsidies will be the right way for us to be successful.
Patrick Kreitzer, CEO of Tillamook, thanks so much for getting on the horn with us today and telling us about the expansion of one of the West Coast's biggest dairies or oldest dairy farmer-owned cooperatives.
Tillamook.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said you had their cheese. You like it?
I used to eat their cheese all the time, the sharp cheddar cheese.
Sharp cheddar cheese. All right. Maybe ice cream? No, I don't mean cheddar cheese.
No,
ice cream.
Cheese ice cream. Yeah. No, just, I want to see you go to that visitor center and churn some butter, Pim.
Come on. Let's go do that. Let's make that happen.
That's right.
Thanks for listening. I'm Pim Fox along with Bob Ivry. This is Bloomberg.